to invest in? 1. Someone with a workable vision who knows he doesn't know it all. It is generally a poor decision to invest in someone who is a jack of all trades, someone who tries to do everything himself, someone who does not know what he does not know. Don't place your money with someone who doesn't have the focus and management skills to hire help when needed. I recently listened to a conference speaker who was relatively computer illiterate, but was netting over $100,000 per month selling products on the internet. His favorite saying was, "I don't know the difference between a megabyte and a gigawatt, but I have people who do." This man knew what he did not know. He had people working with him who knew exactly what they were doing. He was a very successful private equity investor. Private equity investing is about finding someone who has the tools, the intelligence, experience, knowledge, education, and business savvy to succeed, but lacks the capital to execute. Aside, the smartest woman on earth is the one who knows what she lacks and seeks out people who will help her succeed. For me, an extremely smart equity investment is to provide financing to a management team who is doing the task and simply needs capital to move to the next logical step. These types of businesses abound in the United States, Canada, and Northern Mexico. All they need is a helping hand to get off their knees. One of the most successful venture business models in the modern world is known as the microloan program. Investors provide $100 microloans to working people with the investment used to expand the worker's business. The loan program is a tremendous success in developing countries, and the repayment percentage is simply astounding. The same model works extremely well in the private equity business. Just ask Warren Buffett or Charlie Munger. I have a friend, Joe, who recently found success in this way. He and his brother ran a very successful multi-million dollar business in the 1980s. They sold at the right time to a bigger company and then proceeded to make a series of poor investments until their money was gone. Joe came across a prime example of a typical private equity investment. The investee was a 40-something man who had been working for a medical device company for over 10 years. He was doing the job every day. The medical devices he had experience with were portable MRI and ultrasound machines. This was a booming business at the time, and technicians who knew how to operate and repair the machinery were few and far between. The hurdles to entering the field were high, with each machine costing upwards of $1 million. This technician approached Joe with a plan. He personally knew the customer base from work with his current employer. He had the machinery research, the budget, the competitive set, the marketing plan, the technical expertise to operate and repair the equipment, and everything else necessary for going into business. Everything except the capital. He was a perfect private equity candidate. Joe did his due diligence on the players and had his network of investors focus on this program. Joe and the technician established a company, funded two prototype mobile MRI ultrasound machines, and went into business with a staff of 6. The entire process took about 6 months to execute. Joe managed the office and the finances. The technician managed the field operations. The company was soon netting over $150,000 per month on a $500,000 cash investment after all overhead and equipment payments. The other $1.5 million was leased equipment. This was a home run in the private equity business. I was proud to see Joe do so well after so many poor investments. Aside, think about investments in terms of your mortality and always make adequate arrangements in case of your demise. After a few years, a catastrophic event happened as inexperience spoiled this program. The primary investor and majority owner in this company passed away. His family, who became partners by default, decided that the family's youngest son needed a job and could manage this company. Joe's management skills, they concluded, were no longer needed. Joe kept his small equity share, but since he was a minority partner, his income dried up immediately. The family decided to stop distributions of company profits until year end, which stopped Joe's income in a 30-day period. All in all, a very poor ending to an extremely successful investment program. Who to invest in? Number 2. Someone who had it all, once, and handled it well. Veer away from the child who inherited his father's money and hasn't been successful on his own. Be cautious with the prima donna who once drew a big salary and thinks that making money is easy and expected. Find people who are energized by their past successes. They know how to be successful and have a taste for success that can't be learned except from experience. There is something in human nature that makes people who have tasted the good life through their hard work and efforts want it back once it's lost. There are several good things about this type of investee. First, they have a burning desire to do well and build something and be successful again. Second, they know how to be successful. Third, you, the investor, have the ability to research how they handled themselves and treated others when things went awry. You can find out if they were dishonest or if they were fair dealing when the tide turned. Did they lose their sense of direction when their world crumbled? Or did they remain level-headed and thoughtful, taking care of business when times were bad? The steadfast, fair dealers are the people you will find as the best partners to have. I would not hesitate to go into business with my friend Joe if he came across another ideal private equity investee like the MRI ultrasound technician. Who to invest in? 3. A passionate craftsman. It is always a pleasure to trade with someone who takes pride in their work, someone whose work ethic is apparent, someone who takes care of you, the investor, as well as they take care of their children and customers. When you find one of these diamonds in the rough, you should look at them with helping eyes. I once approached a young man who built and installed replacement windows as a business. You could tell from his work that he took pride in making every job as perfect as it could be. He built everything to order, custom in every way. The window maker was doing very well, with 12 employees, servicing several large government contracts, and doing several $1 million per year in gross sales from individuals and small businesses. His business had been growing steadily for about 5 years. Then its growth went stagnant. It was apparent to anyone who knew the business that the entrepreneur was at his limits, working 12-hour days, trying to run his business all by himself. It took a toll on his lifestyle and his health. This small business was the perfect example of an investee who needed an attitude adjustment and capital to make a mind shift and to get on the expansion wagon again.